Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Democrat Party cannot keep up with Donald Trump right now. They start coalescing finally around something, and while they're distracted, Trump does something else completely awesome, and they can't keep up or focus really on anything. Ilhan Omar, one of the worst people in Congress, was speaking to the public about DOGE, and she had a complete meltdown in front of them over her misunderstanding of how our government works.
A billionaire that hasn't been vetted, has not gone through confirmation, has not been elected by the American people, who we still do not understand what in the world he's doing, should not be telling American employees that they cannot access the building they work. What kind of country is this man turning our country into? What kind of country are we becoming? It is embarrassing to read the headlines about free America, where one man is walking around like he is the boss of all of us, and we don't know who put him in charge.
Trump is walking around acting like the boss because he is the president of the United States, Ilhan Omar, and you are a lowly congresswoman. I'm sorry. And by the way, Elon Musk is doing what he's doing because Donald Trump, again, the duly elected president, has delegated authority to him. But this is the big disconnect for Democrats right now. They cannot. So there's kind of two sides. There's some people who are truly not understanding it. They're not very smart. And then there's the elites that do understand it, but they just hate it. The big disconnect for Democrats is that they aren't doing a good job combating Trump. And generally speaking, the Democrat Party is very well organized. They tend to do pretty good. And Republicans have been pretty weak in their strategy. But Donald Trump's strategy is very clear and simple. Everything that he promised Americans that he wanted to do, he's just doing it. And he's not waiting 4 years to do it. He's going to get it done in like the first month he's president. And then he's going to spend the rest of the time fine-tuning it, getting legislation done, and holding the line and making sure it doesn't go away when the next president comes out. And that's something that Democrats are just frankly not used to. Trump, again, he's the chief executive of the country. Trump is completely reforming the executive branch of our country right now. Has nothing to do with the judicial branch. It has nothing to do with the legislative branch. He's not touching those right now. It's just the executive branch because that's what he runs. He runs the whole thing again. This is what Democrats don't understand. When we vote for president, we are voting for who we want to run the executive branch of the government. It has basically nothing to do with the legislative branch. Basically nothing to do with the judicial branch, except for, of course, the fact that the presidents do appoint Supreme Court justices. So that is important. But Democrats, since they're basically constitutionally illiterate, they do not understand this. And they're calling Trump a dictator because he's basically firing all their friends in the branch of government that he runs. That apparently that's dictator behavior, is taking accountability for his stewardship and delivering on the promises that he ran on. He's taking accountability. The bureaucracy is not accountable to anybody except the president. But the thing is the president hasn't been doing anything. They've been acting like the bureaucracy is the fourth branch of government. And so for the first time in a long time, Donald Trump is actually using them how he was supposed to use them. He's doing exactly what he promised he would do. There's no surprises in here. I think the only surprise for Democrats is how fast he's moving. And they just can't coalesce behind anything because by the time he's done something really big, like really big, like talk about how DEI is donezo in the executive branch. That's big, right? They coalesce behind it. And then the next day he announces that he's going to be occupying Gaza. What do they focus on at that point? And by the way, none of it's a surprise. These are all things he talked about doing, but they didn't expect it to be done in the same week. Our system is set up that if Americans do not like what Trump is doing, they can vote him out come the next election. And one thing that's really fascinating to me is that basically it took Elon Musk starting DOGE for every Democrat to realize how bad bureaucracy is for America. Because you'll literally hear them out there screeching about how this man wasn't elected. He's not an elected official. He's out there doing all those things. Yeah, Yeah, bro. That's what we've been talking about. That's what actual constitutional conservatives have been talking about for years now. And it took Elon Musk doing it for everyone to freak out. And they don't realize that it's been done for literally a century right now. That is the whole outrage. The whole outrage that Democrats are exploding over is what conservatives have been talking about for a century. So it's not a new thing, guys. What is new, though, is that Republicans are now using that bureaucracy to destroy itself, which is really fantastic. It's one of the most fascinating experiments, I think, of the century, and I'm really curious how it plays out. It seems to be going really well so far. I'm very intrigued. I talked about it in other videos, but the single thing I was most excited to see from this administration wasn't the tax cuts. It wasn't the foreign policy, though all of that's really exciting. At the end of the day, it was Doge for me because it's such a political experiment. We've been going through a century now, basically since Woodrow Wilson, of the executive branch aggrandizing themselves while the legislative branch basically abdicates all its authority to the bureaucrats because they didn't want to be held accountable to their voters. And what we're seeing is a reversal of that for, again, the first time in 100 years, and it's never been done perhaps in the history of the world. And so, again, out of everything I was excited to see, it was this. And what everyday Democrats are realizing now is that they don't like bureaucracy, but they didn't realize it until Doge was started. And the Democrat elite, of course, doesn't think that way. The Democrat elite is scared out of their minds because all their buddies in the bureaucracy are losing jobs and all their donors are losing their inside guys. Well, speaking of being an executive, those of you who run businesses out there know how hard it is to keep track of your employees without micromanaging them, and that is why I've partnered with Monitask. Monitask is a powerful time tracking and employee monitoring software designed for remote teams and businesses. Monitask is perfect if you're an agency, freelancer, if you manage a remote team and want insight into work hours without having to micromanage them. With Monitask, you get automatic time tracking, URL and app monitoring to see where work hours are going, reports and analytics for better project management, payroll integration to streamline payments, and stealth mode for 24/7 productivity insights. I love Monitask, guys, because it's incredibly easy to get started with their no credit card required 10-day free trial. So there's no risk to you at all. If you manage freelancers or remote workers, you've got to check them out. They are a game changer for businesses. Go check them out right now at monitask.com. That is MONITASK.com. Or you can simply go to the link in my description below. Cynthia Nixon, who's some washed-up actress from Sex and the City from a decade ago, was in New York protesting the fact that NYU's hospital has paused their transgender surgeries because of Trump's executive order. She's said some very wild stuff in this, and I pieced together a compilation of it all for you guys. Here it is.
I am here today as the aunt of a proud trans man. My best friend's kid is trans. And my kid's best friend is trans. My wife and I, our lives are filled with the most amazing, beautiful, brave trans people, young and old, but especially young. My trans kid had his top surgery at NYU a number of years ago. Wow. His doctors were fantastic. His surgeon was the best we could have imagined. And the idea that this city is filled with young people who thought they had a place to go where they could receive the highest care, and that place has now been shut to them, sickens me. Sickens me to my core. And there are a lot of people here today, and we are mad as hell. As are here today, it is vitally important that we come back again and again and again.
Cynthia's whole family is either lesbians or trans, and do they really think that that's a coincidence? Does anyone look at that? I mean, being really honest, the most LGBTQ of the LGBTQ, does anyone look at that and actually think that that's a coincidence? It is not, guys. It is not. And it's all about the kids. She says it herself right there at the beginning of the clip. She says, for kids and adults, but especially for kids, everything that she's talking about. And that shows how clear their agenda really is. I've said this for a long, long time, that the LGBTQ plus is actually a very accurate description of who they are, because that plus at the end essentially means endless possibilities. It's endless acceptance, endless tolerance, and that plus ultimately is giving tolerance right now to the P, which you guys know what I'm talking about. Big Tech doesn't want me to say it, and I don't want to say it, otherwise people aren't going to see this video, but those people are after the kids. That's what they're after. Again, they're very clear about that, and it's just like, that's always been the agenda from the beginning, from the pioneers of gender theory since the beginning of time, from Alfred Kinsey and John Money all the way to Cynthia Nixon. And here's the really good news about all this, as crazy as this video is and as crazy as these people are. The good news is most Americans have completely rejected this insanity, and Trump is right now trying to codify it out of law forever, even though he's already done it in the executive branch, which is fantastic. But only if we stand up every single day and reject the complete evil that this is. Typically, I hate tax season, guys, but that was until I got connected with the sponsor of the show, Quick Tax America. Quick Tax America is a non-woke company that does all federal tax returns for only $69, and they get you your best return and every dollar they can back because they hate the IRS as much as you do. It's a completely transparent price because it's their only price, and it doesn't matter how complicated your taxes are. What's more, guys, they do all the work for you, unlike the big online services that take 4 or 5 hours. You simply upload your files, you answer a few basic questions, and then schedule a 15-minute finish your return call with a tax professional if you'd like, and they do all the rest. Go check them out at quicktaxamerica.com when you get those tax documents, or you can go to the link in the description below. Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you haven't already, go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel, and watch another video.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.